This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Despite protections in law, executive action has been lax in protecting health workers' conscience rights over recent decades. The battles over abortion, biotech issues like abortion specimens and stem cells, and the end-of-life issues include frequent demands that workers leave conscience or even faith at the door when they come to work. Tying new enforcement to a high regard for human life, President Trump announced Thursday vigorous protection of workers in new HHS regulations formulated under Secretary Alex Azar. An official with the HHS Office of Civil Rights says protecting conscience and religious freedom not only fosters greater diversity in health care, it's the law. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, for the 36th time, House majority leaders cut the microphone for a minority House member asking for a vote to ban abortion-related infanticide. Other civil discourse is faltering in America, as reflected in a long series of rabid comments from an abortion-friendly Alabama legislator. And Charlotte, South Carolina, is known for large, peaceful pro-life protests and prayer events. They should be kept busy as Planned Parenthood's new rollout of streamlined abortion clinics from New York to Waco rolls into Charlotte soon. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.